This is Channel One Wright, and this is the beginning of Mark's little short visit indoors. He spent all afternoon with cooking the horses and everybody. The Sunday, the 21st of November, 71, Channel One Wright, beginning the visit of Mark, first time in a week or 10 days. This Sunday, the 21st of November, 71.
Just came in to get our breath.
What do you do Sunday morning? If you don't know, I don't know.
What do we do Sunday morning?
Question? Inquisitiveness?
Well, you know, mostly we just, this morning. Oh, for one thing, we found that tamping pole.
A special tamping pole.
No, the one that you had on the truck.
One that was specially made for tamping.
Yeah, don't you know that was bound?
A burlap bag around.
Yeah.
Where was it?
Right over there in the pasture.
Well, I must have left it there, or when that. Actually, that was a time when this tractor was stuck down here. I think it was that day.
But we just
stuck that tractor, and it was around that fence, I guess, where we put up the fence, because we had a lot of stuff that was thrown off that off the trailer that we used. That'd be flat bed trailers.
Yeah.
Then they took that trailer on back to pull the soil on out. So that's what happened. I left down there maybe overnight or sometime during the day. Glad you got it, because it's a real good tamper.
Yeah, you need it. It just happened. We just stumbled
on it. Well, what were you doing walking around there?
Well, we started looking, you know, had our eyes peeled out for it. We were just checking on the hillside. And we, it's just too good to be out. Inside.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, we need some more rain, don't you think?
We thought this front was going to bring us some.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, what do you need it for? Just for the general grass, don't you?
Well, we just don't have any water.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
Is it hard, man?
Come in.
Yeah.
Come in if you're decent.
I tell you.
Good to see you.
You getting off?
Yep, getting off work. And I dropped by today because my feet are not sore. And I like to do a little walking. Other days, my feet are real sore. Partly it's the boots, I reckon. From throwing oats, walking up and down those fields. And these new boots create sore feet about 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
About 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they're real sore by then.
It takes a brave man to put on a pair of new shoes and just wear.
Well, I tell you, doesn't take long to break them in if you're working all day on a farm. And, I think if I buy any brand new shoes, I'll just wear them right out there.
Yeah.
It's a good way to break them in. Right fast. And carry along an old pair, maybe, that you can put on the rest of the day.
The rest of your feet.
Yeah.
Well, a man's not supposed to have such tender feet. Go ahead and put them on.
What
shoes you got? Yeah.
Oh,
those
are comfortable.
My feet are tender. They are now. I have to wear these things here. I can't even wear lace shoes anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm bad shoes.
How good at lace shoes too? Huh?
Well,
a
guy likes those full buckle boots, those rubber boots.
Oh yeah, you got a pair that are they standing up? Those Sears boots?
No, they don't stand up.
Are they as heavy as those you bought earlier? They didn't look quite.
They don't look it.
Well, that's too bad. Because I thought you were buying the same pair again.
Now, I never knew that I could wear these to start what they call, cowboy boots.
Yeah.
But they are the most comfortable things. Because I have a funny, long, narrow foot, But they're comfortable. I can wear them.
They are comfortable. Are they fairly lightweight?
Mm-hmm. But I don't think they stand up for work like too much like you do.
No.
Nice boy.
He's fine.
I mean, your lady boy. Do you ever see her?
Yeah, she's getting up and moving these days a little more than she did previously. In fact, today she was helping me and a couple of younger boys put some. I do some moving, and we were moving some old bed springs and old mattresses from the sh- shed to his a house, small house. You hardly call it a house, belonging to a black family. And that's what we did this morning, part of this morning. They came over to the shed and they said, they were drunk. And so I didn't get too much out of them, but they knew what they wanted. They wanted everything in that shed. They thought it was all rubbish. And they got a lot of that stuff, Ms. Davis. But Ms. Davis didn't want to hang around. And I can somewhat understand that. A drunk nigger, she said. The worst kind of person. A drunk nigger. And of course, I was happy that she said she also doesn't like a drunk whitey. You saw that also, and I'm glad to hear that. But that's what we did today. We're moving, feeding horses, and I love to feed those horses, especially the...
Oh, you are?
The smaller ones, the colts and the fillies.
Yes.
What are weanlings? They use the term weanlings over there, and they say, I'm feeding weanlings. What am I doing?
That's what I'm feeding out here. These little calves are weanling calves.
Oh, I see.
I weaned them at 7 months.
So it's under a year?
Yeah.
Did you call something a weanling?
And then they're
yearlings. Then they're
yearlings. Oh, you know, they change up. You see, I could keep calling these weanlings for another year.
Yeah.
You just get started.
Oh, they're very high.
And you got on to what you feed them. You know what?
Well, now that's being changed. Apparently, the menus are shuffled about their weekly variations.
Oh.
And so Ms. Davis keeps the manager informed, Henry, my boss.
But he still doesn't tag it up.
No, it's not along the wall. It's in his head.
Yeah.
No way to get to it unless you.
You know, there's something about that. The cookie won't write anything down on a piece of paper. He don't need to. But he never remembers. Never gets it straight.
Well, I would think he would have a good memory if he didn't write things down, but you say he does.
He gets it wrong.
He
doesn't know when. Maybe he told you he's going to show up, maybe he won't.
No, just things that you pick up. He forgets it.
Yeah.
Hellfire. You know, there's so much to remember. Don't have time to remember, you have to set it down.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's the kind of thing like using the telephone. You know, they won't use the telephone.
Who?
Oh, these people that we know, the cookies.
They don't like to.
He won't use the telephone.
He'd rather drive all the way to Ocala, Gainesville to see a fella, and he don't know whether the fella's there or not.
I remember, now I know one case which he won't use a phone. That's when he's making a deal.
Yeah.
I remember him saying he wants to see that fellow. Looking straight, yeah.
But
it's a pretty general thing. He even just dropped by a person at his house just to ask him a question.
Yeah. That's real, real strange.
Yeah.
Well, it's
not the money, because he'll sit on the phone and talk to his old pappy and his mammy.
Oh.
Run up a bill.
You didn't want to go see them, maybe.
Yeah. If you call, it's not the money part.
How things out here on the farm? Is that the legs on that cow? Are they pretty well normal now?
Better, except I got another one now that's lame.
Uh-oh. I know there was a second one. I didn't know it was getting worse, though.
Well, these are all right now, but I got a new one.
Oh. Well, now, it's not the swamp then, is
it?
I thought the swamp was on this side. Are they on this side when they get that
stuff? I've been letting them out. No,
that's
they're
the
not
reason.
Over here now.
But that's where they got it.
Yeah.
I see. Hmm.
No, they get it out here, in the back pasture.
They get it there too.
I have to wait out. I have to turn
yeah, they
out
get
the
them.
Get
either
to
one of them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
What if you do anything to the soil?
Oh, it's just that muck that irritates that little piece of flesh there.
I'm just trying to think. I wonder if there's any way to get rid of muck.
I like to get rid of a little of it. If you had a bulldozer or a scoop, you see, you could pull it out of the way, push it out of the way to get to the water holes.
That's
what people do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except I've never had a scoop, a bucket, half a ton, three quarters a ton, that's all I need. I'd be frustrated if I had one. See, this goes down to the hard pan. I don't know how hard long the hard pan would last with a cow walking in it.
Yeah.
I guess the cow would dig that up too.
That's strange that the drought that makes the problem.
I think the best way would just be run a little fresh water down there for them.
Yeah.
Just run it right along the fence. Just lay the pipe right up against the fence. Wouldn't even have to bury it.
That's right.
And then they wouldn't use that water.
Yeah. But they like that, some of that grass out there.
Like the water in it, maybe?
They like to eat it.
It's the drought that makes the problem, huh? It's not the rain that makes it.
Yeah. Oh, it's really dry down there now. About as dry as it's been since I've been out here. And that's the time you would scoop out that old muck. Make your water hole. It wouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't be in trouble.
Just need a scoop.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't have. Do you borrow big pieces of equipment like that you can put? You don't borrow.
No, you can't borrow. For one thing, other people's equipment won't fit yours.
Oh.
They'll have a big scoop. It'll be too big for my tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Not interchangeable parts on farm equipment.
Like your new big tractor of the sunshine.
Yeah. Well, now, I was happy to see that we put on discs and plows the same way that they're put on here. So I don't need any lessons about putting them on at Sunshine Farm. I just go right up that tractor and I'll put on that plow, put on that disc. Same sort of principle, same sort of thing used to attach it. So there's no change in that.
Is the disc heavier?
The disc is, do you have a disc at all? I haven't seen yours. It's a pretty heavy thing. It's, I guess it's as heavy as your plow. I've only seen the plow that you have. And I haven't seen their plow. I don't know what that...
It's up now to the disc.
But we've been doing a lot of discing. No, I haven't, but I occasionally do some dragging. But he's not letting me do any discing. Oh, I keep doing these things on the farm that I gotta quit doing. Little mistakes. Like this morning, I was gonna be smart. I was gonna hook up the trailer to the tractor so we'd have it right there at the feeding shed. So we put the feed right on the trailer. So I grab the tractor. Well, like yesterday, I suppose the trailer is way up at the barn. So I start off at the barn. Nobody, I didn't ask anybody any questions at all because I know where it is. And there it is sitting beside the feeding place already. So I come back and they're already loading up the trailer. They probably haul it to the horses if I didn't bring the tractor back.
Oh, well,
He didn't say a word. At least when I got within earshot. Oh, I'm glad.
They'd give it to you right to your face, but them fellas, they won't talk to you behind your back.
Yeah, that's right. Most of it is behind your back. When you're away, they'll say most of the things they get often.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Well, they called Jim a shithead to his face, but the worst things that are worse than that are said when he's kind of out in the field.
Yeah.
But I like Henry. I like working with him. And I tell you something, if I wasn't working at that farm, I just don't think I could take it in Gainesville. I don't know. I just don't think I could.
Oh, you can just get to take so much of Gainesville.
When I go back there at night, that traffic is just makes me turn around and I don't want to go back.
That's right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You might find a place to shack up out there.
Well, yeah, if I work there long enough, I might do that. I tell you, the work is light. I've learned some things about the way people approach work. Henry and Doc just will not push themselves. And they'll take their time. It's a completely new thing for me. Take your time. Lunch hour's coming up, and you're going to stretch out the work. It's not get the work over before lunch hour, before 5. It's stretch it out. So it comes quicker.
And Doc?
And that he's the same way. Had a light shower yesterday. We just sat in the shade. He will not get wet. Not at all.
That's curious, isn't it?
And I can want no raincoats or anything like that. Just going to sit it out.
But you are handling the weanlings? You feed the
weanlings? Yep, I feed them, bring them in from the fields into their little stalls and take them back out. And they're a lot of fun.
Oh, that's real fun.
Because, you know...
Will they leave?
They have halters.
Yeah.
You don't need to use any leads except for the mares. You need a piece of rope or leather that are so long. Those are used for mares on occasion.
No, I mean,
studs.
Will they lead? Will they go along with you?
Oh, I see.
Yes.
They got to learn somewhere along the line.
That's what we're doing now is giving them some learning.
Yeah.
And so we, often it's a matter of, well, sometimes you give up on them. You just cannot catch them. They just will not come in the stalls. So
take the bucket.
I tell you, Henry, he got mad this morning. He took something that was rather heavy, a piece of board, and because he could not lead out one of the small coats, he just took that board after a while and bam, bam, and kicked the horse in the... Now, he's been with horses all his life.
Yeah,
but that's the way he...
You're not supposed to do that.
No, I've seen him at other times, and he'll be very gentle. And he'll just stand there in the stall, and when the horse is ready, the little horse, the coat or filly, is ready for his hand to be laid upon the halter, then, okay, Henry, take about it. Henry's going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But now, sometimes he's explosive, and that's...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and I just wonder about that.
Suspicious. You can't help it. You can't help it. I learned that about the cows. Every now and then, you see, I'd get fed up and I'd pick up a 2x4 and hit them with it.
Really?
So I keep those pine paddles.
Oh, those look good, too.
They can't hurt.
See? And all the cow does, when you hit them with that, they pop. And all the cow does is just...
Well, they're scary enough. If you came after me, well, I think I'd run, too.
It doesn't hurt them.
But it's so easy to do that. It is so easy to bust them.
Oh, you get so mad.
Really?
Oh, you just won't move.
It's called, I haven't lived, I had to live around them. So I don't know what it is, what they can do about your temper, whether they rape.
Oh.
Or not. But it just makes me wonder when Henry does this sort of thing. But there's a lot of people, because, you know, there's so much, there's no guarantee that they'll come with you. There's no guarantee that you're going to have, between the stall and the field, you're going to make it the whole distance. And that, you know, they'll rear up.
Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah, they'll rear up and they'll throw you around. And,
oh, do they?
They'll wrench your hand. I haven't had this done to me. I had one rear up on me, but I hung on and I went down with it. I went up and down with it. But I've seen the wrist there spring on this little boy.
They just hadn't been handled.
That's right. And Mrs. Davis saw Henry letting those coats in, you know, just saying, okay, coach, free for all. You just make it up the stall on your own. And of course, those coats, that's what they want. They'll shoot up through the gate of the field and into the stalls of the barn. But now Mrs. Davis came down one day. She saw the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's no way you're going to teach those coats and fillies what it is to be touched by a human being. If they never touch them, they're going to learn what it is. And so Henry, from now on, this has been the policy in the last couple of weeks as a result of Mrs. Davis doing a little bit of police work.
Yeah.
Henry leads in every coat, every filly, and even every mare will be led into the stall. And those mares, you know, are pretty docile. They're often let up. There's some old ones there. And they'll lead them right back out. But there's been really, you know, some previous to... I'm getting to know that he wants to get by with some things that makes me doubt whether or not how many years of horsemanship can, whether that means a great deal.
You got to have a certain mentality before you really start.
Oh. Yeah, maybe.
I don't, that's what we always said out here. You gotta have a certain mentality before they can, actually look at the horses. I don't know what it is.
Well, now, you, Vern, some time back to Cookie, letting his cows out here, and they're not doing any well at all. You think that's an example where he would take a little more mentality? Oh, that is, would just anyone, these people around here, leave their cows out, or would it take a more of what you said, a mentality?
Well, I don't know. Cookie's good at handling animals, you see. He's easy with them. But he neglects them.
Mm-hmm.
He starves them.
Oh.
And,
yet he's been around it for most of his life, that sort of thing, and yet he's neglected. I didn't think about that. So you can grow up on a farm, maybe, and yet still be neglected.
Yeah.
You just let them root for themselves.
Well, maybe they just passed their worries. Maybe if the new people are just coming into farm and have a lot of worries, and their attention is a little more sensitive.
Well, it'd be entirely different out there. You see, these fellas didn't grow up as animals, and Cookie did. And they're not their animals, and that makes a great big difference.
Oh.
It's not their time, and it's not their animals, and the high-priced animals. But see, they still don't quite make it, do they?
Hmm.
They still don't quite handle them right.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Not sort of a pride.
They don't have the focus. I don't know. You've been with them. I haven't.
I just know about Henry. He's been all his life with horses, and yet he'll just lose his head, it seems.
Yeah.
Or he'll just let those yearlings.
He's
the weanlings come in and
say, Mark,
and
is she down on the track now? You don't see her around? Okay, let's just let him in.
Yeah.
And I'll to myself, I don't say, no, Henry, we shouldn't do it. I go right along with Henry, of course.
Yeah.
And I'll let them in on their own. But that's spoiling them. Really spoiling them.
That's the last thing in the world you
want to
do.
So I'm glad, Mrs. Davis, because Mrs. Davis is, Maybe it's the mentality of what you're talking about, that you can look at them. She's more careful, much more careful. Well, she owns them, I guess.
She knows what it takes to make them.
Yeah. She really knows an awful lot about what the fields take in terms of fertilizer and host, just how much. The feed she has down in detail. And I'm just amazed at how much she has to keep up with. About maintaining the field,
yeah.
Condition of the field.
Kind of dry out there too?
Very dry. Very dry. And we need rain. Much more than we got.
Well, they went to Hialeah, didn't they?
Now they're going to Hialeah. I don't think they quite left. I think that they keep moving the date a little bit up. I think we'll be... I'm not sure when the date is now. But you know what they're going to be doing starting Monday is separating the coat from the fillies. Ms. Davis told a story this morning. This guy thought he'd do a little getting into horses. Hadn't been into horses before. And he put his coats and fillies together. And he didn't think they'd mate. He didn't breed them at all. And he had pregnant fillies and he was so shocked.
Yeah.
He come to sell them his coats. I believe to be informed that, well, you've got some pregnant filly. And so that's Davis. She says she knows better than that, so she's going to be separating the coach from the fillies Monday. Now, about taking them down, she was hunting for a 6-horse van. I don't know where she got it now. I've lost track of that. What was going on? But I understand, Henry told me this morning that when foaling starts, then we're going to be working every hour of the week.
And night too, and that'll
apparently
be so,
so
exciting.
Well,
oh.
I told him it'd be exciting for me. I don't know a thing about it, but he said it's going to become right monotonous, dreary. And I could understand it for him. It would after a while, maybe. But
they start in January, I guess.
I think so. I think probably so. And I'm looking forward to that. And there'll be some teasing, I think, next week. And so I'll be getting into some new things.
And you have these young people help on Saturday, on Sunday morning?
Yeah, and they come in after school. And heard the other day, Henry and Doc saying, now we don't need those. I don't know why she spends her money on these part-time people, the kids that come in after school. But I don't know anything about the money situation, but I do know that they'll come in. And right about ready when I'm a little tired and ready to lie down, they're playing, you know. They haven't been out in the field. They've just been to school, and they're right exuberant. And they can hack away at weeds and shovel out those stalls, rake them out.
Oh, they're
exuberant.
The
yeah, some of the things they do. Some of them do. Yeah. Well, they do more than that. Not at the pace that, except the feet. Feet are getting sore. That's about the only thing. Otherwise, it's just relaxing.
Well, you can go ahead and sober. Take 15 minutes.
During the day?
Yeah. Just go in there and sit down and put your feet in the water.
That really will help.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it might come to that. But.
Oh, yeah. If your feet hurt,
that's
just too much.
I'm getting in better shape.
I just have the backache if
yeah.
Feet hurt.
Sometimes it takes about that long to break in a heavy pair of boots.
Yeah, well, it should be just about that.
Yeah. Look at Mark's hands, how brown.
How brown, how dirty they are.
That's just great.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to eat a little snack lunch I brought right out here in the sun, if that's okay with y'all.
Oh.
I won't bother you.
What do you mean, no bother?
I'll let you have your good Sunday lunch.
Well, we haven't had breakfast very long.
Oh.
Now that's the end of that little short visit at lunch with Mark. This Sunday, the 21st of November, 71, Channel 1 Right, or on 550. Channel 1 Right, or on 550. Time went right around 5:50, and that's the end of the little visit. Mark inside, although he spends the rest of the Sunday all afternoon, stays till dark.
Put in such a day as I did today.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I moved, I hurt.
Oh, you mean that? Oh, really?
Yeah. I used muscles yesterday. I haven't used in 20 years. Plowing. I was. Well, I plowed them horses yesterday.
Oh, was you plowing them?
Yes, sir. I was plowing them.
I thought you were dragging or something over there. I couldn't see.
Well, I was pulling that 10-inch plow with them horses. I thought it was as wide as this room.
Was it?
Yes, sir.
Have that trace.
I had my line right around my waist. You got to hold your horses and guide your plow and keep it ground. I mean, you got your hands full with the plow. And then them horses, they just feel good. They was feeling them oats I've been feeding them.
They're ready to go.
Yes, my fellow. Every day.
Well, turn them loose up here.
If they were just tough enough, I mean, but they ain't done nothing. I got to work them into it gradual.
Well, they can do a half acre up there, can't they?
Oh, yeah. I can plow a half acre with them. Oh, yeah.
Just start right in the middle and keep it going. You know, the only thing I dread about plowing is those ditches it makes. And lands it. And I don't want a way to get around it.
Well, it's a horse, but when you plow with horses, you just make one. When you get done, you got a ditch.
Yeah. Now that's at least one.
Well, you plow the tractor, well, you've got, well, ever how many lands you make. Your horses, see, you just start at the lower side and you plow up to the back side and then you just got one ditch at the back side. That's all. That's all you can make out of, just one ditch.
Yeah, that's hot, because
yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's hot all the way through that cup.
Well, they were sweating, the horses were.
Oh, my goodness. That's hard on them, they're not used to it. But I want to get them used to it.
Just that much pulling will, they can tell it, they can feel it.
Yeah. And see, they not been worked. See, my dad didn't work them, they might say, any.
And not been rolled.
They ain't been nothing done. All they done is run the field on that, kick up the heels when they wanted to.
Well, that ain't an exercise, that's not work.
But that little rowdy, now he's far ahead of that mayor. It ain't even funny when it comes to work.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
And he's steadier.
That's right. There ain't no foolishness about him. You put him in a ditch and he'll stay in the ditch. Babes, he wants to in and out of the ditch.
Oh, that much different.
Oh, yeah.
She'd get used to it, though.
Yes, my fella, she's going to get used to it. Because I'm going to get me a buggy whip. It's got a leather string on it about that long, and I'm just going to burn her up.
Do you think
that's the only way?
She'll get the message?
She'll get the message.
she'll get the idea.
You take a little leather string, like a shoestring, it stings them. There's no abuse about it.
Mm-hmm. Cookie, the thing of it is, you see, the way you divide your time, you don't have time to put your mind on anything. So you just half do it all.
I just get there, I just halfway do it every place.
You see, you talk about doing that to the horses, but you never do it.
I don't get to work them long enough to get the message over to them.
No. You see, we get on there where it looks like there's nothing to do but work them horses. Well, somehow or other we get in a swing of herring it and planting it and getting all, you see, all of that was right smart just to work with the horses. All that old broomsheds laying down there.
Yes, it was.
But there was no hurry.
No rush.
But we got in a rush. And same thing with your dog. You had a good dog, but he wasn't trained. And you never will train him.
No, but he keeps niggers away.
But you see, there's some, you see what happens. Everything, and I'm talking about you, but I don't even have to do what I do.
Well, I don't either.
That's it.
I don't either.
The only thing that you've done was talking about, I haven't seen you, and I've been by there a dozen times. I just miss everything over there. Is that landscaping. Now, Pat, you all have done some pretty good work over there.
Yeah, but that don't mean a thing to me out here.
Well, at least it's not half-baked. It's not, you know, it's...
Yeah, I don't mean a thing to me out here. Of course, when I get down with that job, boy, they got another one waiting on me.
Yeah, but you do it, and you do it all right.
Yeah.
And they got so they leave you alone.
You ain't just a joker, and they sure let me alone.
But you had to see to it.
Yeah, I had to show them which side of the fence to get over on.
Well, that's the way it goes. Now, this fellow, Green, he's my boy, man. He wasn't in town this week. Walked them back there, you know, and took the binoculars, and I was surprised they could use them. They use binoculars, and look at, I tell you what we saw. We saw three of those big Americans. I hadn't seen one in months. They're back there on that fish prairie. That's saw a big blue back there, and we saw one down here, this little one.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen one of them in so long. You see, it's been so dry, there's nothing down there but grasshoppers, I guess. Not any frogs anymore, tadpoles. They used to Vermont. They got, that's where the lady comes from. And she takes the children up there or something. So they sort of country children. And they never saw a place as pretty as this one. I'm down here. And they kept pushing, they had 3 or 4 acres. I say, what do you want 3 or 4 acres for? Just wear yourself out looking for 3 or 4 acres. And if you find it, you know, it may just be facing the highway. I got a little land out here, whatever you want to do. Well, I didn't press it, but if they were enterprising, you see, they'd do the same thing you did. Get them an old beat up trailer and put it right over there on that same lane. See, they wouldn't come out here once a month, but at least they'd have it.
When they want to come.
And the children won't come out here and sleep with the cows, you see. But, you know, they want to sleep out. Well, that's nice. They ought to, that age. But I don't think they're enterprising enough to go ahead and do it. You know, it's right smart work, picking up an old trailer.
Yes, it is. I know. I done been through it.
And hauling it.
You know that too, don't you?
I know that.
And connecting the gas, the
water, and getting them water and everything.
It's not much money involved, and you see, he makes a lot of money. Oh Lord, I'd retire if I could make 5 years. What do you make in 1?
That trailer over there, the trailer and my well and pump and everything. I've got $1,000 in it.
You couldn't have a retreat for that anyway, could you?
I've got $1,000 in it.
And it's just what you need.
That's all I need. If I want to come down there and sleep, I've got a place to come and sleep.
If you want more sleeping space, all you gotta do is put your shed up.
And if I want to have company down there, why, that's my business.
Nobody to bother. You haven't heard from them colored boys that rode your horses?
They haven't even found the car yet. Well, you see, they didn't press it out of Marion County, because it was a Marion County tag, and law enforcement in Marion County ain't worth a flick.
They ought to know who owned the thing.
They do. They found out who owned it. But it is no Ocala. Who was registered in? It's registered in his name. He lives in Ocala. And he sold the car to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's still registered in his name.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? They're fixing. You just get in time.
Oh, yes. You get the law. They don't hurry. They don't need to hurry.
No. They'll come back home. Yeah, I think everything died down one day and come back home.
The old system of leaving the country when the grand jury met, that was a perfect system. But you see now, that's all over.
That's right.
All they got to do is have a little office, the girl down there. It just keeps the thing alive.
And that's all it takes, you see. As long as they got the law on their side, you can't beat them. But it used to be, Cookie, they didn't want to beat. They didn't want the law to beat you. They wanted to enable you to leave the country if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Now, you were brought up under that system.
Yeah, and if I did something that my neighbor didn't like, he'd beat hell out of me, and it was all over with.
Yeah.
I knew better the next time.
Yeah. Boy, if you got a little more serious trouble, all you need to do is leave the country.
Just stay gone for a month, 6 weeks, and come back, and everybody forgot about it. With a little bit of mischievous trouble, like down there, just catch him and beat the hell out of him, and they didn't do it no more.
That's right. And no hard feelings.
No hard feelings.
Nothing personal. Okay, Cookie, I was over at Tuck Max. Went by there not long ago. Tuck was talking. He used to go over and help old man Zetron, the daddy of these fellows over there now, with his cattle. Everything he did, he made money, but he never used any of it. Never spent any of it. And what good was it to him? Well, one thing that they did, they eat hell. And you know, I'm beginning to see that in another light. Back in them times, I think when people eat well, they didn't need too much. They didn't want too much. There was a great satisfaction just in eating well.
Like Mark said yesterday, he came over there with Laura and Frank. Leonard was over there. I introduced Mark to Leonard. And he came holding his little handful of grapes. You know, it's real funny and comical. Helen said, "Get your plate, Mark. Come on, let's eat." "No, I'll eat the salmon, and I'll butt some grapes." And Helen said, "Oh, I'll throw them things down. Come on and get you some grub." "No," he said, "I'd better not." Helen said, "Come on, we got plenty of chicken, plenty of baked beans, and plenty of everything. Come on, get your plate." And Frank said, "Mark, come on, get your plate." He said, "Well, if you insist." So would he. My gosh. He said, "I haven't eaten food like this in years."
Probably never had.
Yeah. Now, poor Leonard, he eats too.
They say he ate for 3 hours.
that poor man, I'm telling you, he just said, "I can't have that. I just never eat like this."
Yeah.
Never eat like this.
You can't afford to feed those folks.
The young people never have had food, Cookie.
My gosh, it was a pleasure to me, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Really, it was.
Yeah, I like to buy feed for these animals. I love to eat.
That's right.
It's a pleasure watching me eat it when they like it so well.
Just like them horses will. They don't eat a bit of grain. They don't eat nothing. But I sure enjoy watching them eat. They're just as fat as mud, but I just got to see them eat. I mean, I want to see them. Gives me a clear conscience. If I give them just a little bit of handout, I know they've had something to eat that day. And Sharon and Leonard out there at that church the other night.
Oh, did they come?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's where he ate 3 hours, they said, the girl.
Telling you the truth. I never saw two kids eat as much in my life. And that little old Sharon, she's just as sweet as she can be. I mean, she is a doll.
Yeah.
He took pictures. He took pictures from the time they started cooking fish, right on through the whole thing.
And on the inside, too?
I don't know whether he got in the inside, but I imagine he did. But old Frank Smith, he sure messed up. Oh, I'm going to get on him, Lord, but I'm gonna tell him what I think of him. Him and his foolishness. I invited them two kids out there. And the preacher got up and made them welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Distinguished guest of Mr. Cook.
Is that right?
Well, Leonard walked around and was taking pictures, you know. Eased around. He didn't say anything to nobody. And Helen said, Leonard, I want you to meet Frank Smith. He looked up. I think I saw him up around Rayford. And just let it go like that. Didn't say, go back and apologize to the boy or nothing. And you know that embarrassed him?
Oh.
It did. Right in front of Sharon and everything. That embarrassed him. I'm going to tell Frank Smith what I think of him.
Well, what's come over, Frank?
That is what I can't understand. You don't know when to take that man serious.
No.
You never know when to take that man serious. And Helen, she tried to polish it off, and but he still kind of pulled back. He was getting ready to mingle with the crowd and have a good time, and he left early.
Well, you ought to know better than that.
Frank Smith ought to know better than that.
Well, Leonard ought to, too.
I know, but you walk in a strange place and a man walk up to you like that. God, boy, you know you would feel bad. You know you would.
Yeah, I get it. It'll burn you. But I'm used to it.
Yeah, but Leonard ain't. Leonard used to being recognized.
Yeah, well, that's a little crazy.
I know, but I'm still going to get on Frank Smith the next time I see him.
How are you going to?
Well, I'll get the pleasure of telling him.
I don't think he knows, realizes what he's done.
And, but they sure had some good chicken now, there ain't no doubt about it.
I thought about you all up there. Chicken.
Chicken and fish.
Chicken and fish.
Yeah.
Like to do.
That's the old system out there.
Baked beans, potato salad, slaw.
And old Mark waded into it.
Mark waded into that chicken.
Well, now he wasn't there Saturday
night. No, he wasn't there Saturday night, but he was over at the trailer yesterday at noon. See, Helen brought dinner down over there yesterday at noon. I mean, she put in a weekend of cooking.
Well, didn't she help?
She went to the church and cooked all afternoon yesterday night. I mean, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Her and Alan Pond fried that fish and chicken. Cut it up and fry it.
And I bet they had a big crowd, pretty good crowd.
Had a pretty good crowd, yeah. I run over a boy with my horses and wagons.
Well,
he
did.
He fell off a wagon and I ran over him. Couldn't help it. But it was his fault.
They just won't stay put.
They won't stay put.
Well, it makes you want to go out of business, cookie. But you can't go completely out of business. You got to do something.
I tell you what. I learned something. I know the next time how to conduct it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll go there with me a buggy whip and they'll do what I tell them to do.
Mm-hmm. You just have to.
Them hard-headed kids out there, there's about four families that just are hard-headed, that they're not even their parents can't put nothing in their head. They won't listen to nobody. They run to the four winds of the earth and they do what they want. And if they want to cuss their parents out, why, that is more power to them. They just go ahead and cuss them out, and their parents laugh at them and go to hell.
They all go into church, then,
too? No, they don't come to church only when they have a big feast.
I see, yeah.
Some of them are like that.
So So I just told him, I said, fellas, from now on, if your name ain't on Sunday school book, you don't ride my wagon.
Yeah.
That's going to be that way.
Well, you have to learn.
Because I'm going to take them a class at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Class at a time. When I get through the young people, then all any of the growing ups that wants to ride, likewise. They got their name on the Sunday school record, they can ride my wagon. Otherwise, they got to walk.
It's taking you to ride my wagon.
It took me over a year to make up my mind how to learn how to do that, but I've been found out.
They can come over there and eat the church food, but you don't have to ride them.
I don't have to let them ride my wagon. And I tell you what. See, I bought the chickens. And Alvin bought the fish.
Hmm. That's a lot.
But Helen brought the office plate of chicken home. She had a sauce. That was already cooked. You couldn't have went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and bought that much chicken for the price that I paid for the whole bunch of chicken. And it already cooked.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't lose no money.
Yeah.
I didn't lose no money.
Chicken home.
I still got chicken home. I had chicken for supper tonight. And all that chicken for supper tomorrow night.
It's good just as long as it lasts.
Just as long as it lasts. So you see, I didn't lose no money. $12.48 for a box of chicken. I didn't lose no money.
$12.48
for a box of chickens for the church.
Yes. How many chickens does that be?
26.
Is that from the people you used
to work with? No, that's from Bell's
Fries.
Yes. And now they're 50 each. They're dressed. They're not half dressed. They're really dressed.
Well, what do you do? Go in and tell them?
I just call them and say, now look, I'm Mr. Cook from Windsor Baptist Church. We're having a fish fry and chicken fry tonight. I need a box of chickens for the church. And I'm paying for them. Come on in, Mr. Cook. We'll fix you right up. They was sitting on the bench, all packed down in ice and everything, ready for me to pick up.
At half price. Did you get the word around?
Ain't nobody knows that but me.
That they got your favor?
If they didn't know that, the church, they don't know how much I pay for them chickens.
They know you got them at Dale's.
They know I got them at Dale's, but there ain't another man out there can do it.
That's
right.
How do you figure?
They just ain't got the knack.
Well,
I can go there and buy them for myself. I tell them I'm buying them for the church, but I ain't going to do that.
Oh, no. Chickens is cheap enough as it is.
Right. I can go there and buy my regular wholesale price.
Yeah.
You can do that?
Yes, sir.
But you have to buy right certain number.
You got to buy a box, 26.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Then I can get them at wholesale price.
They figure you're in the wholesale business, or in the business, if you buy
26
chickens.
Right. I think everybody can. I got a place to keep 26 chickens. I have.
You got a freezer, haven't you?
Full of apples though right now.
Well, sir, did you tell any difference in Mark down there yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He wanted to get a hold of them plows.
Yeah.
But I couldn't.
Good thing you didn't lay.
I couldn't.
Uh-uh.
Well,
you realize that?
Not at all.
I couldn't do that. Because, see, that's the first time them horses have ever plowed together.
Yeah.
They plowed single. But they never plowed together before.
Oh.
I talked to Daddy last night.
Hmm.
That's right.
Oh, he's plowed them just one at a time.
One at a time. But he never put them together and plowed them.
With a little plow.
They never worked a double and a plow together before. That was the first time. And I think they did real well to be the first time.
Oh.
They did real well.
Well, he seemed like he was just, Mark was at home and easy down there.
Yeah, he was completely at ease. I mean, he was a different boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's been over at that horse farm for a month, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he said he learned more about how to pick up a horse's foot from Frank than he did all the time he rode. He's out of William Money. Frank can't look.
Frank is good.
Yes, he did those horses real well. One of them had, Newton had that Mick and a certain size. Mark had helped him and watched him, you know, complimented him, said he'd like to learn from him.
Well, Frank has watched me enough till he knows how. I won't put shoes on my horses. I'm going to do it myself. I ain't going to pay that fellow $30 to come in and feed my horses. Uh-uh. And then lose them the next week.
Well, you have to keep after them, too, don't you? Have to keep trimming them down,
yeah,
and that sort of thing. Wondered about that.
I got some bad news last night when Daddy called me. Helen's dad is a hiring somebody to come in and take care of him in October.
Mm-hmm.
He's not able to get up and go. Now we were home last fall. He was up and going. And he went down that fast in that length of time. He was pushing his lawnmower more than his grass. Now he's not doing nothing. I mean, he ain't doing nothing now. He ain't even carrying any wood. He hires his wood carry. For the fireplace.
That's just 2 or 3 months.
I'm going to take Helen and Laura up to get him. If they'll come. See, he can't drive his own car. He's got a new Chevrolet and he can't drive.
Hmm.
I'm going to take him off again. It's either that. It's either him come down here or I put them both in a home. No, it's one of the two now. It's either him come down here or Helen and Laura can take care of him. Both.